the final chapter from Douglas's most recent work, From LA/Rhino/Ranting Manor. To give the reader a sense of what Douglas planned for the rest of the novel, I preceded all this with a fax from Douglas to his London editor, Sue Freestone, who worked closely with Douglas on his books from the very first. Inspired by reading these Adams treasures on the CD-ROM, I enlisted the invaluable aid of Douglas's personal assistant, Sophie Astin, to cast the net wider. Were there other jewels we might include in a book tribute to Douglas's life? As it turned out, during fallow periods between books or multimedia mega-projects, Douglas had written articles for newspapers and magazines. These, together with the text on the CD-ROM, provided the magnificent pool of writings that gave life to this book. The next task was selection, which involved not the slightest shred of objectivity. Sophie Astin, Ed Victor, and Douglas's wife Jane Belson suggested their favourite bits, beyond which I simply chose pieces I liked best. When Douglas's friend and business partner Robbie Stamp suggested the book follow the structure of Douglas's website, Life, the Universe and Everything, everything fell into place. To my delight, the arc of the collected work took on the distinct trajectory of Douglas Adams's too brief but remarkably rich creative life. My most recent visit with Douglas took place in California, our afternoon stroll along Santa Barbara's wintry beach, punctuated by running races with his then 6-year-old daughter Polly. I had never seen Douglas so happy, and I had no inkling that this time together would be our last.